Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzin' with you today. Mark Johnson joining us as we talk about the impact of the bitter cold of earlier this year on the mama cow herd in just a moment.
We asked cattle producer Monty Tucker what sustainability means to him.
I'm proud to say I'm fourth generation. My family's been here 110 years. To me, that is sustainable. But we have to work hard to keep it sustainable. We got to have healthy soil. We got to have a healthy ecosystem that includes all little critters. And that just turns into a healthy pasture situation that turns into healthy, vibrant cattle.
Cydectin moxidectin poron controls 33 parasite species and stages, yet is friendly to dung beetles and earthworms to help keep your operations ecosystem healthy. Monty Tucker appreciates that.
Cydectin's important to me because soil health is becoming a bigger issue. A product that's dung beetle friendly is important because I don't want to kill them. I like to see them. It's just a healthy ecosystem.
Protect your cattle and ecosystem with Cydectin from Elanco. Ask your animal health retailer. Keep Cydectin out of reach of children.
Animal science professor Dr. Mark Johnson says the historic bitter cold of February 2021 did have its impact on our beef cattle operations. One thing that may be showing up by now, some losses in body condition on our mama cows.
What anything that you're worried about regarding mama cows coming out of that situation?
You know, I think the big thing, because it wasn't just that the cows needed what they normally needed to eat during that cold stretch, but they were living through so much cold weather that it was going to require additional feed beyond what they would normally need. And so if that happens for a day or two and we roll out some extra hay or feed some additional range cubes, probably no big deal. But we go through a stretch like we did, it's sure possible that some cows could be a little thinner and a little poorer plane of nutrition this time of year than what they might historically have been. And so I encourage producers to look at that on a herd by herd basis. And, you know, if you're looking at turning out bulls the beginning of May, or potentially have already turned out bulls here at the beginning of April, take a look at your cow herd and assess those body condition scores and make sure that those cows are where they need to be so they'll breed up as quick as possible, because all that cold weather no doubt was hard on cows, particularly the ones nursing a calf, and it lasted long enough that they could have sure sapped some body energy reserves out of them.
Finally, obviously, we had quite a few calves born in that time period, lost some of them, unfortunately. But the calves that survived, you feel that any extra attention needs to be given to them here these first few months of their life?
Well, I think it's always a good idea to get a first round of vaccines into calves by the time they're 2 to 4 months of age. Probably those calves that came in February, the tremendous amount of stress to them and their lungs or respiratory system, if they made it through, you know, the cold weather and then initially when it warmed back up, that's when we're hearing some stories about a significant amount of calf loss. But those calves that have made it through to this point, if they seem healthy and hearty, I'd say they're most likely on track, and we just want to keep them on track by good management and a proper vaccination protocol.
One last question, Mark. What do you think we need to learn from this type of a once in a, you know, every third or fourth decade event?
Well, it's always good to plan ahead. And like you said, hopefully it is a once in a lifetime, maybe once in a century type of event that we live through. But we always want to plan ahead. We want to manage for severe weather, and that means we got some additional straw bales around that we can roll out in circumstances like that in the future, or maybe go ahead and build that shade or windbreak, or if we've got some old rank hay, it is probably worth hanging on to it, because there may come a point that we need to use it for bedding at some stage in the future. But I think all we can ever do is practice good management and try to plan ahead and realize that about each winter, we want to have some hay, some feed and reserve, and be prepared for some of those severe weather conditions that could hit us.
Dr. Mark Johnson out of Oklahoma State University. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Purple Wave Auction is selling more than 480 items in a vehicle and equipment auction on April 21st. Bid now on ATV and UTVs, passenger vehicles, pickup trucks, vans, RVs, tractors, trailers, skid steers, generators, and more. Each item will sell without a reserve or minimum bid on Wednesday, April 21st. Bidding is easy. Simply visit purplewave.com to get started. Purple Wave Auction. Straight. Simple. Sold.
And that's your Beef Buzz. Have a good day, everybody. I'm Farm Director Ron Hayes reporting.